This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners. Another episode of the program For a Better Life. In this episode, we're going to talk about the completing of blessings, which I'm going to elaborate it more for you in order to understand it. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the reward of the lawful spending of blessings. So we talked both about the wasting of the blessings, about the stinginess and keeping blessings for yourself and not helping other people and all of these characteristics. But we didn't talk actually specifically about the reward of the person who is lawful in spending of blessings. The Holy Quran stresses the reward of paradise and the actually eternal happiness for the men and women who have hearts full of faith, souls pure of vices, bodies busy with good deeds, tongues announcing the truth, worth moving in the circle of generosity and actually helping other people in need and feet walking to serve people. The Quran confirms that the reward of these believers who do good will never be in vain. The Quran clearly declares that the promise of Allah is true, and Allah never ignores on His promises. So the Holy Quran shows the kinds of rewards for believers who do good works by saying, great reward, honorable reward, reward that will never fail, and good reward. Allah has said, Allah has promised to those who believe and do good deeds that they shall have forgiveness and an excellent reward. Except those who are patient and do good, they shall have forgiveness and a great reward. Who is there that will offer to Allah a good gift, so He will double it for him, and he shall have an honorable reward? And this verse, for those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, is a reward that will never fail. And the last verse that I'm going to recite for you is, then if you obey, Allah will grant you a good reward. So let's keep it here, and we're going to have the rest of the episode after a short break.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need,
love is all I need.
All I need,
love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Your love is all I need to be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Welcome back. This is Arab English Radio. You're listening to program For a Better Life. As you remember, in the last part of the episode, I recited some of the verses of Holy Quran about the great or honorable or the good reward that Allah has granted us with. So if the blessing of the heart is used in the circle of faith and belief, the blessing of the mind is used in the way of thinking to discover the facts, the blessing of the organs is used in a way actually of good deeds, the blessings of position and wealth are used to solve the problems of people. If man uses all these blessings in the way of obedience, in worship, in serving people and in doing good, and in the way of confirming piety and chasteness, then he, besides getting happiness in this life, will gain five kinds of reward in the afterlife. Using the divine blessings and gifts in the right way is not difficult or, something far-fetched. In fact, every man and woman can follow this way so that no curtain or obstacle remains between them and the Creator, and they can get the pleasure of nearness and meeting with Allah Almighty, which is the hope and the goal of every individual on the earth. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and the infallible Imams, peace be upon them, by being grateful for the divine blessings and by using these blessings in the correct way, have passed through all the dark and difficult screens until nothing remains between them and their exalted Lord, save that they are creatures and slaves and servants to Allah the Almighty. One of the ulama narrated that one of the infallible Imams had said, "Your signs and positions, which cannot be annulled at any time or in any place, are how you are recognized by those who can see. There is no difference between you and them except that they are your slaves and creatures." It must be noticed that the divine blessings do not form a screen or an obstacle between man and his creator. But actually, deviant behavior and the satanic methods of man in using these blessings and talents to form such a screen. So do not forget that the true nature of this blessing is something good, but the way you use it in a satanic way, in an unfortunate way, is the problem which will actually lead you towards a way of losing those blessings. The prophets, peace be upon them, and the infallible Imams also made use of different materials and moral blessings. They had wives and children. They had houses to live in. You know, they were living a life which every normal individual have to live. So using your blessings or talents doesn't mean that you have to live in solitude, that you have to actually limit yourself from any communication from human beings or having a normal life. Okay? Because unfortunately, in modern world, there is this mindset, specific for women, that if we want to be successful, if we want to make use of the blessing, if we want to make use of the blessings that we have nowadays, then we shouldn't marry, we shouldn't have families, or for example, having a children is a pain in the neck. You know, I cannot have, for example, I cannot work and have children at the same time, which unfortunately, this mindset and this point of view is against what religious rules and principles are trying to teach us. So you have to keep that in mind. The balance that you have to keep in your life is the key towards a prosperous and good life and living. So according to the saying of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, it is reasonable that the heart becomes a center of monotheism and a house of knowledge. The tongue is uttering with the mention of Allah. The inner being is full of love, and the intention is sincere and truthful. The conscience is submissive to the Lord of the Lords. Then could one be among the people of hell on the day of resurrection? Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, "Would that I know, my Lord, my Master, and my God, do you let the fire prevail over faces falling down, prostrating before your greatness, hearts acknowledging your divinity sincerely, consciences containing knowledge about you until they have become submissive, and organs hastening to worship you obediently, and asking you for forgiveness subserviently? This is not the idea about you, nor have we been told of your favors by you. O generous." So it is a really beautiful narration from Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that the blessings that are used in obeying Allah and serving and doing good to his people will make a sign of the contentment of Allah rise in the day of resurrection and will take the good doer to paradise and to the everlasting bliss. it is understood from all of the verses that I recited for you that worship, obedience, and serving people refer to acknowledging the giver and his blessings and using the blessings as Allah has ordered and for the sake of his pleasure. And the second point that I'm going to mention as the last point of our today's episode is that sin, disobedience, polytheism, disbelief, aggression, doubt, adultery refer to being actually inadvertent to the giver, being conceited with blessings, turning away from Allah and using the blessings and the way of prohibited and impermissible tendencies and lusts. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.